This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to Brightside, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are your go-to source for all things health and nutrition. Give us a shout. We'd love to help you out, and we'd love to hear from you at 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or our Truth Skin Health products, 844-236-6010 is our number. You can check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We have new products coming up here pretty soon, probably in the next maybe in the next month or so. So you want to check out our website, truthtreatments.com. We also have blog posts, skin health blog posts that I've done at truthtreatments.com. And if you're interested in checking out the longevity products, you go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470 and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental and important level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or sign up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, we have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. My friend Kitty Martone, who is the author of a couple of books on the gut, actually a new book coming out on the gut. She calls herself the Healthy Gut Girl, and she also has a podcast, the Top 20, she says, Top 20 rated iTunes podcast. I didn't know that, but it's a good podcast. It's called Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. I've been on it. She's going to be talking, we'll have her on at the bottom of the hour. She's going to be talking about gut health and some of her conclusions, some things that she's come to. She's actually healed herself from, I think it was Crohn's disease she had, or some kind of intestinal health problem she had. She healed herself, and then she began teaching other folks what she learned. That's the function of being sick. Being sick can be very productive. If you learn how to heal yourself from your sickness, if you learn how to heal yourself from your illness, you can teach other people. That's the function of being ill. Learn how to do it yourself and then teach other people. If you do that, then that makes it all worthwhile. That makes your suffering and your misery all worthwhile. If you figure out how to heal yourself and everything is reversible, the body heals itself. If you can figure out how to leverage that, and then you go and teach it. Best teachers are people who have actually experienced things themselves. They're not just reading out of a book. They have a personal relationship with the healing process. And those are going to be the best teachers. And if you're sick, you can make that your goal. I don't care if it's stage 4 cancer. You can make that your goal, to begin the reversal process and then tell other people who are suffering, teach other people who are suffering. Anyway, Catalina Kitty Martone will be on at the bottom of the hour. The Healthy Gut Girl will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So if you have questions, give us a shout here. In this next segment, we'll take your calls, 844-236-6010. Last we spoke, we were talking about the elements as minerals. The periodic table is minerals. The FDA has not set RDAs for a lot of these things that are essential. There's only 14 elements that have a recommended daily allowance that are considered to be essential that you absolutely have to have. Calcium, iron, phosphorus, iodine, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper. These are the big ones. Manganese, chromium, and by big I mean the ones you hear about. You don't hear a lot about molybdenum, but that's considered, that has an RDA. Manganese does. And then a couple of the chloride, sodium, and potassium, which are electrolytes. Those are the only ones that are considered to be essential, so essential that you have an RDA. But it's hard to believe that there's no essential need for, say, cobalt. Cobalt, there's no RDA for. It's hard to believe that there's no essential need for silicon. That's a key player. That's one of the most underappreciated of all the minerals. We're going to spend some time talking about silicon. There's a reason why Silicon Valley has a reputation for being such a hub for financial and technological wealth. It's because of silicon, the amazing, amazing, amazing and underappreciated and underrecognized element. So anyway, the FDA has RDAs for 14 of them. That still leaves 46 other elements. There's 60 essential elements and at least 46 of them that don't have an RDA. One of the classic examples of an RDA-less element that is super valuable and super important, but there's no RDA for, is sulfur. Now, we've talked about sulfur in the past, and you know it's hard not to make a case that sulfur is the most fascinating and most important mineral. I mean, you can't, or element. You can't really say that because they're all fascinating and they're all important. But man, sulfur, holy moly! And sulfur deficiencies are very common, and they're becoming more and more common. So the body's made up of the CHINOPS elements. 99.8% is CHINOPS, or 99.something% is CHINOPS. Carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. It's one of the big six. Sulfur is one of the big six primary elements in the body. It's involved in all kinds of ways in biochemistry and structural chemistry. The mechanics of the body depend on sulfur. Sulfur is super electrical, and one of the ways that cells get electrified is via the action of a special kind of sulfur. And so sulfur, it's hard to imagine that sulfur deficiencies are not a really big problem, considering it's not in the soil and people aren't supplementing and people aren't even eating their vegetables, although sulfur is found in meat, I will say. Sulfur is just so, so valuable. It's found in pretty much all of the proteins in the body. So sulfur is part of the structure of protein. Sulfur is found in the hard proteins, especially in the bones, in the skin, in the joints. Sulfur keeps tissues hydrated. Sulfur, because it's so electrical, it helps blood flow. The blood flows, the movement of blood, the hemodynamics of the blood is largely an electrical phenomena. You know, the impression we get and what we're told is the heart pumps and then the blood moves. That doesn't tell the story. You got 50,000 miles of blood vessels, much of which is microscopic, probably most of which is microscopic, or at least a lot of it is microscopic. So you got to imagine microscopic tubes. The pressure in those tubes is really high. I mean, you got to really, really push to get that stuff through the tubes. If it's just the heart, that doesn't even make any sense. How can the heart pump and then thousands of miles down the road, the blood moves through a tube unless there's some other force? And indeed there is. It's electricity, and that electricity is largely a function of sulfur. So sulfur has a liquefying effect on the fluids of the body. Disease is really about hemodynamics, and health is really about hemodynamics. It's fluid dynamics. We are healthy or not healthy to the degree our fluids are moving effectively. When we're sick, our fluids are clogging. We got clogged pipes. In essence, that's pretty much what all disease is. All disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is dirty blood. That is clogged blood. That is clogged pipes. Sulfur has a liquefying effect on the pipes. Alright, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We got lines open for you, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. So hang tight. We'll be back after this.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we got lines open for you. We'll get your calls. This segment got Kitty Martone, or the Healthy Gut Girl, as she calls herself, coming up in our next segment.
she healed herself from, I think it was IBS or Crohn's. I'm not sure what she'll tell us what it is, but she turned it around and became a teacher and an author and a writer. She's got a Facebook page, the Estrogen Dominance Support Group. I've actually made products for her, for progesterone cream for her. And she has a podcast, which apparently is a top 20 rated iTunes podcast, which I did not know. Stuff your doctor should know. She's the author of Gut Health Diet for Beginners. She's a holistic health practitioner, and she's a chef, and she's got a second book coming out. So we'll have her on at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a moment or two, 844-236-6010. You know, you hear a lot about vitamin D these days. Vitamin D is probably the latest fad vitamin, I would say. Vitamin C was a fad vitamin for a while. Vitamin E was a fad vitamin for a while. Now vitamin D seems to be a fad vitamin for good reason. Vitamin D is not even a vitamin. It's a hormone, which means it's much more powerful than a vitamin. Vitamins help biochemistry work. Hormones make biochemistry work. Big difference. Here's the problem with vitamin D. Well, let me tell you the study first. This is an interesting article that made me think about this. High-dose vitamin D may adversely affect muscle strength and physical performance. Too much vitamin D may actually have an adverse effect. 81 postmenopausal Danish women with a serum vitamin D that was low were given either vitamin D3, high-dose vitamin D3, or a placebo, and it turns out that they were weaker with high-dose vitamin D3 therapy. Interesting. And this happens a lot when they study vitamin D. There are conflicting results in studies. In other words, sometimes they'll give vitamin D, they'll get benefits. Sometimes they'll give vitamin D, and they'll actually have negative results, adverse results. Here's the deal. Vitamin D is not what you think it is. See, vitamin D has to have a magical element stuck to it in order for it to be powerful and effective as it should be. In order for it to really work maximally, it has to be something called vitamin D sulfate, not just vitamin D. Has to be vitamin D with a sulfur attached to it. Actually, a sulfate, technically speaking, but a piece of sulfur. This is a powerful idea in sulfur chemistry. And I'm just going to tell you one thing, because we're going to talk about this tomorrow. I'm just going to tell you one really cool thing. How do you get vitamin D sulfate? How do you make this sulfate molecule? From the sun. Yes. Solar exposure creates this vitamin D sulfate. It creates this sulfur. It electrifies sulfur. It turns it into a sulfate. And this is so important for you heliophobes out there. I'm sure people listening to this program are probably not heliophobic. That means afraid of the sun. But for your dermatologist or for folks who have been convinced or coerced to believe that the sun is somehow going to be age them, it's not true. The sun is your friend. You need the sun. And guess what? We are photosynthetic. That's right. Our skin, we are like plants. Photosynthesis is supposed to only occur in plants, but it occurs in our bodies. We make things from the sun. How cool is that? You go out in the sun, you actually make chemistry in response to the sun. Very important chemistry. And that's not going to happen, by the way, if you use your average sunscreen. So anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow, the importance of sulfur, how it relates to the sun, how it relates to vitamin D. And if you're supplementing with vitamin D, you might want to think about getting yourself a sun lamp, or if you're fortunate enough to live where there's sun, laying out in the sun for a little bit. You don't want to burn. That's not a good thing to burn. You definitely don't want to burn, but the sun is your friend. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to our friend Barry. What's going on? Good morning, Barry. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Yes, good morning. Yes. I've always wondered about what happens when one does not get the minimum daily allowance of a particular vitamin. Does your body just compensate for that in some way?
For essential nutrients you're talking about?
Yes, for example.
No, there's no compensation. Well, I shouldn't say that. There is compensation, but the compensation involves deterioration and ultimately death. That's the compensation. The compensation is you run out of steam, essentially. Your body will conserve its resources. and it won't expend them on where it doesn't need to expend them, and that'll show up as a deficiency disease at first. Let's just take niacin, for example, vitamin B3. That's kind of an interesting example because your body will make a little bit of niacin when it's in a deficiency state. That's one that your body will make. It's the only one. It's the only vitamin your body will actually make under conditions of deficiency. That's how important niacin is, vitamin B3. But if you don't have enough niacin, you're going to get a little bit of rashes or a little rashy. You may get a little digestive issues. This is if you're just a little bit shy, right, of your niacin. Your niacin tank isn't completely topped off. You may get forgetful, you know. Ultimately, you start to have some serious mental problems. You can go into dementia. Niacin deficiency disease can cause dementia. Ultimately, your skin can get awfully red and itchy and inflamed. It'll be a dermatitis of some kind. Like, it could be a really nasty dermatitis. And then, ultimately, you could have some severe diarrhea. Ultimately, if you don't have enough niacin, you're going to die. And that's the definition of an essential nutrient, is if you don't have it, you start it to the degree you don't have it, you go into deficiency states, and then ultimately you go into death. Same with vitamin C, and same with thiamine, and, you know, all the vitamins. That's the definition of a vitamin. Vitamins help chemistry happen. In a way, they're like a control point. See, you don't want chemistry going on endlessly inside the body. You want it to be in a controlled fashion, and when vitamins are missing, that represents a way that for the body to control the speed of chemical reactions. So vitamins fill in a little gap. You can think of like chemical reactions as being a bridge, as being two sides of a bridge, and vitamins act like the bridge that allows the electrical current or the energy to flow across. And when the vitamin isn't there, the electrical energy doesn't flow across, chemistry doesn't happen. If it doesn't happen significantly enough, you ultimately die. That's the definition of a vitamin. You better have it or you're dead. Or one of the definitions. It's an essential nutrient that's required to prevent deficiency diseases and ultimately death. Does that help, Barry?
Yes. Because I know I don't think I get hardly anywhere any of the one you get from the sun. So what are the short-term...
deficiencies of vitamin D?
Yes.
Muscle weakness, problems growing, skin problems, problems with the blood sugar system. Vitamin D is a growth and repair and anti-aging vitamin. It supports immunity. It helps the body use chemistry. It's a summertime vitamin. In the summertime, from an evolutionary perspective, in the summertime, we grew and we were strong and we had to go forage, and that's when we did our hunting and we had to repair and our immune system had to be strong. And, you know, all of these things that we think of when we think of being strong and vital and anti-aged are in the realm of vitamin D. Vitamin D's functions in the body. Without vitamin D, those things don't happen. So weakness and frailty and accelerated aging, skin problems and blood sugar problems, these are all signs of vitamin D deficiency. Barry, I'm out of time. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Sorry if we left you on hold. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Healthy Gut Girl, Kitty Martone, will call us about gut health. We'll talk about gut health and how it relates to skin and overall health in the body. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is one of the three Americans who were among the 290 people killed in a series of terrorist bombings yesterday in Sri Lanka. 40-year-old Dieter Kowalski was staying at one of the hotels that was struck. He was on a business trip at the time.
Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. stands ready to help in the investigation.
The United States stands ready to help in anything that we can do and look forward to helping bring these individuals that are responsible to justice.
Around a dozen people have been detained by authorities in connection with the blasts. Three-term Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, joining a long list of Democrats running for the White House, he's now the 19th. The 40-year-old Moulton is a Marine combat vet who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a business at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470. All right, I am very excited to have our next guest on. Kitty Martone, the Healthy Gut Girl, is the author of Gut Health Diet for Beginners and she's a holistic health practitioner, and she's a chef, and she knows a lot about the gut. From personal experience, she's also got, a top 20 rated iTunes podcast, Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. That's pretty cool. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Kitty Martone. Hey, healthy gut girl, what's going on?
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
And you. Thanks for having me again.
And so, top 20, huh? That's pretty
cool. It's exciting.
How did that happen? Like, they have ratings and stuff on these podcasts? How does that work?
Yeah, they bounce back and forth, up and down, basically, depending on how well it's doing for that week. But when I actually launched my book, Gut Health Diet for Beginners, we did this huge promo, and all of a sudden it just shot up into the top 20s. For health podcasts, it did.
And you don't just talk about the gut. You talk about lots of stuff.
Everything right? related. It's called Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, so it's always kind of fringe alternative methods of getting healthy and, helping yourself and remedies
That's
and
awesome.
Recipes and all sorts, yeah.
Isn't that terrible that we have to say fringe alternative?
Like, I know.
That should be the way we do it, and then the drugs should be the fringe.
Right, exactly. Well, it's coming around, I think.
It's coming around.
It's coming back to us taking, responsibility for our own health now, I think.
Okay, gotcha. So you become an expert also in progesterone.
Yes, that has changed. That really was the missing component once I really worked on my gut was the whole progesterone thing. So I couldn't really balance out my hormones. It was just lingering, those symptoms. And I discovered all-natural progesterone, and it was game changer, big time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, and you started the estrogen dominance group. And now, you and I have talked, that the gut and estrogen elimination or estrogen dominance, there's a major relationship there.
Yeah, you really revealed that to me. It was so shocking because I noticed that when people just try to use the progesterone as like a magic bullet, to see if that's the only thing they're trying, it really doesn't get them very far. But all the work I had done on my gut and then adding the progesterone in, that's when things really, really made a big difference.
The gut is so important for estrogen dominance, estrogen issues, and breast cancer, fibroids, cysts, all the autoimmunity. Healthy gut girl, it all comes down to the gut, no matter how you look at it, right? That's the core of everything.
Exactly. I mean, I think that was the big thing for me with writing the book was with my own autoimmune issues and gut stuff. I had done so many different diets, and some of them were good, but there was a lot of die-off reaction when I started them, and it was really difficult, quit every time.
Tell us about die-off reaction. What do you mean by that?
I guess when we start to change our diet and we take out sugar, simple carbohydrates, the body starts to kind of have withdrawals for it, and different types of bacteria that live on that, like pathogens that live on that, start to die off. And that die-off reaction can create things like eczema, and it can worsen existing symptoms, but it can also trigger new ones. And
for
that
how long?
Period of time can be so difficult for people.
What are we talking, weeks?
I think it really depends on the person's condition, but I think a good month I give it before people start to notice that things are getting better. But with my book, this is the reason I wrote it, because I wanted to mitigate that. I wanted to make sure that they didn't get plunged into the deep end and all of a sudden suffer for a whole month. How are you supposed to work and raise your children when you're suffering like that? So I made it that it wasn't a complete, rigorous diet that was difficult to follow. The recipes also only have 5 ingredients in them. So
that means
it's really easy to make these recipes and keep things very simple. And it's a slow transition. That's why it's called Gut Health Diet for Beginners, right? So that we're just starting off to make transitions into a healthier lifestyle. And Ben, there was this really cool study showing that when you start to alter your diet, make better diet changes, that your microbiome starts to change for the better within 7 days.
Wow.
That's really good news. Yeah.
That's super good news.
Thought this would be the perfect opportunity to introduce a book that would be like a slow transition and not such a crazy, rigorous, let's give up everything and jump in the deep end.
Can you give our listeners, give us one quick recipe, an easy recipe, one that you really like? That's
so hard. Well, my
just
favorite one that
just
I probably
one,
make
five.
Every week is the squash salad. It's this really yummy arugula, butternut squash. You can add chicken to it. It's got pomegranate seeds. It's got feta cheese. It's just really, really easy to make.
It's called squash salad?
Yeah, it's a butternut squash, warm squash salad. Yeah.
Do you have to slice up the squash or anything? Do you have to make it like noodle consistency or noodle thickness? Or is it just
chopped? You know, what's cool about this is everything is designed so you can prep in advance. So you can make the squash on a Sunday, cut it up, keep it in a Tupperware in the fridge, and then on Wednesday or Thursday, you can just chop them up into little, you know, like crescent pieces or squares and throw it into the oven, warm it up a little bit, put it on some arugula. It's like, I'm telling you, it's ridiculously easy.
Squash is a great food for your estrogen system, too.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. The squashes have phytoestrogens. All the squashes, yams, squashes, those kind of pumpkins, they're phytoestrogenic.
Now, question for you about phytoestrogens. So, now they help you to. I'd like to know
how
exactly
do they work? Why do they work?
Because like, some people think that phytoestrogens are actually bad for you and can raise your estrogen
because they're estrogen,
levels.
Right? Because they're estrogens.
Yes.
So that's a great question, actually. And you know what? Mm-hmm. There's an interesting answer to that. It turns out the concept or the theory is that. The phytoestrogens are weak estrogens. They don't sit on the receptor the way ordinary estrogens do. This is the theory.
Okay.
So the weak estrogens block the strong estrogens from sitting on there, and they sit on there temporarily. And really, that's the theory. But what it boils down to is what you and I have talked about in the past, and that is the estrogens aren't the problem. It's the metabolites of the estrogens. It's the breakdown products. It's the toxic estrogens. They call them catechol estrogens. They also call them toxic estrogens. It's when they're not clear properly. And phytoestrogens don't break down that way. Phytoestrogens don't break down into catechol estrogens the way, or bad estrogens, we'll say, the way estrogens do. So either way you look at it, phytoestrogens work to protect you against toxic estrogens by... because of the fact they're not handled like estrogen the same way, but they block the receptor the same way. So they have a blocking effect on the bad guys, basically. That's the theory. But there are other people who say, hey, they're estrogens, and, you know, the problem is estrogen. I've noticed, however, that people do benefit from phytoestrogens, especially, have you ever heard of Remifemin? You probably heard of Remifemin, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten good results with that?
I've definitely heard of it in the circle of the estrogen dominant support group on Facebook, but no, not personally.
Yeah, so I've seen really good results with the phytoestrogens, particularly Remifemin, which is black cohosh or blue cohosh, one of the cohoshes.
Okay.
We've got to take a break. We'll come back.
Okay.
Hang tight. Healthy Gut Girl. We'll continue talking. I want to talk about your podcast, too. Stuff Your Dog.
Okay.
No, we're talking to Kitty Martone, Healthy Gut Girl. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Katie Martone, the healthy gut girl, about gut health and about estrogen and progesterone. You have an estrogen dominance Facebook page, right?
Yes, it's called Estrogen Dominance Support Group on Facebook, and we have about 11,300 members, and like 80% of them are active. That tells you how many women are suffering with, you know, well, as you know, it's not just estrogen dominance. It can be people that have low estrogen. It can be people that just have hormone imbalance, basically.
And guess where it all boils, guess where it all starts? The gut.
The gut.
You know, bacteria play a major role. The gut and, you know, the microbiome plays a major role in how estrogen is broken down. And then the bile thing, too. People don't appreciate bile. What do you think about that? Have you studied bile at all, or have you focused
on it? I have, and, you know, I found out when I was in deep with that that more women get their gallbladders removed than men, and that the birth control pill might be at the bottom of that. Well, part of the contributing to a lack of bile flow, you know, congested gallbladder, and, what do you think about that?
Well, estrogen is dumped out through bile. In the stools, and you know, as the bile goes into the large intestine, estrogen is to follow, and that's one of the ways we lose out. We clear out estrogen. That's the whole key, kiddies. Estrogen has to be cleared. If it's not cleared, that's what it runs into a problem. And then you throw in the, you know, the xenoestrogens that everybody's ingesting, and so with the combination of all this estrogen we're getting and not lack of clearance, and ironically, when your estrogen is off, your thyroid's going to be off, and that's going to cause you to get constipated, and it's going to cause even more problems clearing estrogen, and you get this vicious downward spiral. And that's really the syndrome that women have when they're real overweight, they can't lose their weight, they got the fibroids, the cysts, the menstrual problems, the infertility. All of that has to do with this estrogen-thyroid circle, if you will, or estrogen clearance thyroid circle, where the estrogen isn't cleared and the thyroid slows down, and the estrogen is cleared even less and the thyroid slows down even less. And Synthroid doesn't help. And nothing medicine can do either. There's no medicine for any of this, but it all boils down to having regular bowel movements, working on your bile system, changing the flora, working with foods. I mean, that's why you're so right on with the healthy gut thing and the relationship
which you've discovered between the healthy gut and the whole estrogen.
I have a question for you.
I'm supposed to be interviewing you, Kitty. So what do you mean you have a question?
I learned so much from you, and I got to have you back on my show soon. But I just wonder about, like, all of these low-carb diets where people are foregoing a lot of the really important prebiotic fiber that helps not only to feed the beneficial bacteria in the gut, but to also push out and clean out the colon from all that excess estrogen that's been dumped.
The fiber is so important, but
it's
the way you want to get your fibers from vegetables, and then also to a certain extent from seeds. And so low carb doesn't mean low vegetable. And hopefully nobody who's doing low carb is like skimping on the broccoli and the kale and the watercress and the lettuce.
I think that's the problem.
Which should be, they should say low refined carbs. Or low grain carbs, you know, low processed grain carbs. Even grains, theoretically anyway, should be good. I mean, they got some good stuff in there, theoretically, we'll say, because we've, you know, from a practical standpoint, they're not really good. But seeds, sprouted seeds, fermented vegetables, these are great places to get fiber. Fermented vegetables are perfect because you get the bacteria, right? You get all of the nutrients that are released from the veggies from the bacteria. You get the acid. You get enzymes. Plus you get the veggies. Plus you get fiber. So fermented.
NK2.
What's that? NK2, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, hard to find vitamins. K2 is typically one of the harder to find vitamins. So you get fermented veggies to me are almost like a holy grail of foods. You know, they're really quite perfect.
I have a good recipe in my book for some good fermented salsas and fermented kimchi. And people really get daunted by the idea of making them, but they're so darn easy to make.
Easy,
and
right? You just put bacteria in there, basically.
So easy.
Have you seen the book, The Art of Fermentation? Have you read The Art of Fermentation or seen it?
Yes, of course. In fact, Sandor Katz is I'm a huge fan, and I've met him a couple times. We did the New Mexico Fermentation Festival together.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned so much from him.
That's a great book.
And the way he teaches is using salt. So you don't necessarily have to purchase a starter or, you know, purchase any kind of kefir starters if you're making kefir, things like that.
It's pretty exciting. What did you say, Nay? Using salt?
Yeah, so that's how I do it usually. Is I'll just take a good couple tablespoons of salt to a few heads of cabbage that I've shredded, and then I make a brine. Like I just use some water and I add the salt to it, and I'll usually like liquefy some parsley or something like that, and then make this juicy brine with the salt, and then put it in a jar, put a lid on it, put it on a heating pad to keep it, you know, from dropping too low, because those bacteria will go dormant if they get too cool. So I keep it, you know, 72-74 degrees, and 3-5 days, and you've got yourself a perfect ferment. Perfect.
Like a starter. You make your own starter, basically.
I mean, that's the salt. I mean, you've got it done. Once you've put it in, you know, for 4 days, it's finished. It's like that's the actual fermented veggie there. You're teeming with beneficial bacteria because the bacteria are present on the veggies already. You've got plantarum and all kinds of wonderful bacteria that already exist on the veggies.
Even when there's pesticides, and there's still bacteria on there probably.
You know, there is, but I used to teach a class for Donna Gates, who wrote The Body Ecology Diet, and I would teach his class all the time, and we would talk about how even the bacteria that are on those vegetables that have pesticides, they're capable of reducing the residue on the veggies.
They process it.
So when you ferment it, there's even less amount of residue on the vegetables when it's fermented.
That's great. Yeah, the bacteria, they can actually process it and neutralize some of those toxins, and then the fermentation process, like you say, that carries it further. So that's a great tip.
It's amazing. And then to boot, it increases the nutritional value of the vegetables up to 100 times. That's amazing.
So, and ends, you know, provides enzymes.
It's great.
And all the nutrients that are in the bacteria too, the zinc and the sulfur, and you know, the bacteria are a source of nutrition just in and of themselves. They've got lots of nutrients in there, chelated nutrients or minerals especially. So real quick, tell me about your podcast and how can people get to it, because we're going to run out of time.
Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, and it's on iTunes, Spotify. It's also on my website, healthygutgirl.com, and I launch one every week. There's everybody from you who are one of my favorite guests, to experts in the microbiology area, people who talk about chakras and Reiki, and I mean, okay, everything you can possibly imagine.
I can deal with that. I can deal with that. We talk about some weird stuff on this program, too. And yet, then you're also an affiliate for The Truth.
I love The Truth. I do, yes.
You posted an awesome picture. Yeah, you posted an awesome picture on Instagram for, on your neck.
I committed to that. I committed to using that every day, the retinol and the Truth, the serum, and I was blown away, as you know, by that photo.
That's awesome. And then what's your affiliate code if people want to get 10% off?
Oh, it's Have the Truth CM. CM, Have the Truth CM.
Okay, so just go to truthtreatments.com and Have the Truth CM, and you'll save 10% off The Truth. And that's it. We're out of time, Kitty. So the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the regular places, correct?
Yes, and my next book will be coming out in the fall, so look for that, too.
I'm excited about that. And what's you have a website, no doubt.
Yeah, HealthyGutGirl.com. And then my Instagram is HealthyGutGirl_, and I post every day there with lots of good tips and info.
You do have lots of good tips. I check it out every day. I'm one of your followers, and I'm one of your biggest fans, as you know, Kitty Martino. You really are. You're doing some amazing work. Before you went on, I don't know if you heard us talking, but I was saying how if you have an illness, that's your opportunity to give back to the world. Figure it out and do it as part of your service, and then teach how to handle it. And that's exactly what you're doing. That's the purpose of an illness, I believe. That's the
absolutely
purpose of,
you know,
right?
You're an expert to someone. You know,
yes.
If you've gone through an illness and you're dealing with it, you are an expert to somebody.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
important.
And you can not only tell them what you learned, but you can relate to them in a way that an ordinary healthcare professional can't, and that makes your illness, you know, in a, I don't want to say it's a good thing, but it can be turned into a good thing no matter what your health challenges. So
it's a blessing in disguise.
Thank you for doing that. And then the podcast, real quick, how do people get to it?
Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, iTunes, Spotify, or HealthyGutGirl.com.
Okay, good deal. Hey, thank you so much, Kitty Martone. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. Have a beautiful day, and let me know when you want me to come on your show. I'd love to do that, too.
Thank you, Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thanks. That was Kitty Martone.
Bye-bye.
Kitty Martone, Healthy Gut Girl, and her podcast is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. Just Google Healthy Gut Girl. Her book is awesome. I did the foreword on it, forward to it, and it's real simple and lots of great recipes. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. And our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.